jumped in there, didn't I?
Yeah, hit it away.
I don't know. Should we not have done some parts out of a proper intro?
Listen, Colm, this is the second time we're recording this podcast.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Skibbity Bop, name a shop.
Skibbity Bop, name a shop.
Someone out there is going, check the volume there on the old podcast. It's gone. Skibbity Bop, name a shop. Come on,
I don't know. I'm too tired. What'd you say?
Sam McCauley's.
Sam McCauley's.
There you go. Good. So that has become a thing.
It has become a thing. But this is the second time we have recorded this podcast because we went on a rant and which could not ever be played.
I think we went down a rabbit hole and we couldn't come back out of it.
And we just looked at each other and we said, we have to stop. We did 20 minutes.
20 minutes of a rant and then stopped. It'll never be released. Don't ask us. And it's not the Harry Potter quiz. We're not going to be doing that road again. But...
Scooby Bop, name a shop. That's becoming a thing for people coming up asking us to name shops. And then we turned it on somebody at the quiz there last week.
And he did,
but he struggled. He was like, and then he named the restaurant.
But I've been playing with the kids. The kids are now involved in this. And we've flipped it on its head and we started doing Skibbity Bop, name that shop. And we're like, I've included restaurants in it because, you know, your man deserved to be brought back into the fold again.
But right.
I give them clues and they have to name the shop.
Okay.
Or the restaurant. So will I start you off? Will I give you a couple of...
Go for one.
Right. It is a cashless establishment.
How dare you? My money's as good. listen, when you should be
Neil,
taking...
They wouldn't take
my cash.
What do they call it again? Something currency. It's a... legitimate currency.
Cashless.
It's cashless.
Don't
business.
Tell me Angels has gone down. The secrets.
Insert your card here. Insert your card here. Hey.
Yeah, what's
it? Your card reader.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you think? Why are you laughing?
Tap here.
Tap that. Tap,
no. No, no,
no. Okay.
Krispy Kreme. Because I never have cash. And I always
are they cashless?
They're cashless. By the way.
My money's not good enough for
them. At Krispy Kreme, all the donuts are cooked somewhere else. There's nothing cooked in that goddamn shop.
I saw what I thought was where they were cooking them with the back.
They don't cook anything there.
It's just a storage closet for a mop.
In case somebody drops some icing off their donut when they come in. That's it.
Clue two. It is a restaurant that has recently, in the last 4 years, been done up.
Restaurant done up and cashless. No one's cashless these days. How did they hide their money?
I'll give you a third clue.
Third clue.
It's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Sounds like a garden center of some sign.
Actually, it could be, but it's not. It's not. It has very large TVs all over the place.
So it's not a garden center. Outskirts of the city. The barn.
Yeah, it's the barn.
Yeah.
It's the only place I know. Cashless society, Neil.
Cashless. Neil, they wouldn't accept my money there from my chicken parma. I had it all in 50 cents. It was all bagged up. They wouldn't take it.
That's an absolute disgrace, Tommy. Tommy, my boy.
I know the people who run the barn. And they're lovely. They're good people.
Lovely food.
Good people.
But Tommy, they
Tommy, you can understand.
It's their right.
It's their right. As you can imagine, disease, COVID from cash, Tommy. Yeah. So, a man your age now, Tommy, weren't you in hospital there for 6 years with gout? Huh?
How does he know everyone?
He does. He knows everything.
I love that the promo ad that they have when they're starting the show in the morning for prevent. Sure, nothing will get done in this city unless you ask Neil to get it done. That's one of the things at the start of it.
I don't listen to the radio. I heard the radio for the first time, I'd say, in about 6 years.
Stop. Where?
Where do you think?
In the car.
No.
At home on Alexa.
No. Where's the one place you will hear?
Oh, inside the waiting room.
Doctor's office waiting room.
Right.
And I was listening to radio going, oh my God, this is what the radio sounds like.
It hasn't changed a bit.
No, and it was,
Neil!
It was all that. I was like,
Your man, the millennial dad.
He was on the radio doing his...
not impression. He's got the, I suppose, the rhetoric down. He understands how he says things.
Yes. And he has all the, like, we just did the one Tommy guy there. There's always the character. The characters of Cork City.
Yes. So sure, I've been up in Holly Hill many times. You have not, Neil. You've nor near it.
You're hiding down Douglas. Get out of it. You haven't crossed that river now, I'd say, in about 6 years.
But to be fair,
I like
the Millennium Dead. He's very positive. He's not... He doesn't go out to make anything bad.
No, he's not.
I think he did one bad video recently. It was about McDonald's having Twixes in his coffee. They do a Twix latte or something like that. And it turned out they just crushed up a Twix and stuck it in his coffee. That's more or less what he was saying. And he got a bit of shtick off people kind of going, oh, you'd have no problems saying good things about these other places, but you'd have a go off McDonald's. And he was like, they put a Twix in my thing. He's like, I'm pretty sure McDonald's
well,
is going to be too
worried about it. Well, saying that before, like, I don't like pickles, but they did put cucumbers in there one day.
In McDonald's?
Yes, I'll never forget. I still have the picture on my phone somewhere where I was like, I don't like pickles. And I took them out and I was like, isn't a pickle. This is a cucumber.
Just counts as a salad, so is it?
Yeah. So I was looking at it, I was like, and I literally asked everybody around me, and they went, that is a cucumber.
Could you identify this random vegetable? Skibbity bop, what's this?
Skibbity bop.
Name the veg.
Doesn't work that way. But that Millennium Dad, if he ever listens, doing a good job.
Think so, yeah. And he's always like, you know, he's a plain eater, so he has no real business going
Listen,
out.
Listen, that's why I like him.
Yeah, I saw him the other day with a curry and he removed every piece of pea and...
every
piece of onion out of his curry.
I'm with her. He was like, oh, we tried down here, but it was absolutely covered in mayo. So I got my friend to eat it. I belong the same lines as you, Millennial Dad. Wouldn't be a fan of the mayo. As people know, my disgust for mayo and the garlic variety too.
Yeah, I used to be like that. I'm after coming around. My palate has extended beyond
ketchup. Our kids eat more than myself and my wife. Like, my wife would eat pretty much 98%. My kids will eat the 100%. Throw anything in front of them. Introduced them to black pudding recently and they haven't turned back.
My wife has a very good palate too.
They love that
She's
stuff.
Willing to try. She'll eat tofu. Even the thought of tofu.
What's the point? What is the point? But your wife eats meat like.
She does, yeah. But she likes tofu as well. So she will choose tofu on occasion.
Jill, if you're listening.
What are you going to say?
Turn off the podcast right now. It's turned down. What is wrong with her? You're eating tofu. What is she doing? Eating tofu.
Yeah, she had it like yesterday.
Tofu. It's horrible.
I don't like the texture of it.
It's just...
bean curd.
And then my wife tried, what did we get there recently? Where were we? Nando's.
All right.
Halloumi. The halloumi bits.
Right.
You can get kind of a starter of halloumi things. And she's like, no, I don't like it. It's too chewy of a cheese.
I agree with her.
I was like, but it's salty and it's cheese.
No, I get that, but the texture of it's too chewy. I prefer the mozzarella sticks.
The gooey.
Yeah,
but then if you don't get the mozzarella at peak heatness,
the minute it starts hardening, you're done for.
But that's it. What
she said. The wife is running now. The minute it starts.
Jill, turn down the podcast there again.
What is wrong with Colm?
Halloumi, good. I've never had a halloumi burger. I must try it.
It's awful.
Is it?
Yeah, it is rubbery.
But I like that texture of a halloumi fry.
There is.
Oh, by the way, I'd like to point out people in, I think it's Lidl. No, Aldi do good halloumi fries, by the way.
All right.
Aldi do good halloumi fries. Lidl, not so good. Just for people who are in the halloumi fry.
You're going all millennial dadness now. Who's don't have the halloumi fries inside an Aldi.
It's very,
very chewy. And you can tell these were dusted off afterwards. They were destroyed or something.
He's good.
I'm not mocking him at all. But he was the reason why...
Because he beat you up.
Yeah, I don't know. Pretty good, yeah. But he was doing an impression of Neil. Neil had him on. So all week now they've been doing impressions. And I've been half tempted to ring in. And
why don't you do your Jason Statham?
I was going to ring in with Jason Statham or do my Alan Partridge and like present, you know, do the Alan Partridge back to him. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So he's the Alan Partridge.
I did my Arnie down in Clonakilty for a quiz there. And they went, do another one. I was like, I did the Who's Your Daddy one.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
That's good.
And I don't know. It's not a tumor.
And did they get
They liked it. They laughed. I said, I could just ring up. Should we ring up? We don't do this. There's so many people who ring up 96FM the whole time.
But there's like a 250 euro holiday voucher. And then
what?
The best impression at the end of the week gets a holiday for two skiing during winter and all the hotels.
Why are you not ringing doing Jason Statham?
Aha.
Just do your Jason Statham and you can talk to Neil.
Oh, Neil.
Well, I'm Neil.
Right, how are we getting on? Well, these boxes might be empty, but that doesn't mean... No, no, these boxes may be sealed, but that does not mean they're empty. The only man who sells empty boxes is The Undertaker.
See, you could just try that one out.
All right, Neil.
Hello, Neil.
You're Neil. Holy Hill.
Well, I'm Professor Frink.
I'm having a problem with the Lions Club.
Just don't bring up anything else and you'll be grand. Yeah, just keep it clean. Keep it clean. Just Jason Statham has a lot of cursing in it. Just don't do that. They'll have to ban you from it.
Yeah, 96 of them giving away a skiing holiday.
It's not an ad, by the way.
Along with Top Flight. That's who it is.
And see, Ken is out on the road.
That's the funniest. I think that's the funniest thing that you could ever do. They used to do this one before, a couple of years ago, didn't they? Give them the air code. You tell them that you're going to be listening. Then they call to your house or they wait outside and they give you 60 seconds to run out. You're running out in your jocks to try and find him and he's reversing down the street to try and get away from you. He's going backwards down his cul-de-sac.
There's absolutely nobody here, Neil.
You're going down with the towel around you. After we come back. I want my 250.
Pointing at your sticker at the back of your car.
Just in case anyone doesn't know, they did this thing where they would call to your house and they would wait outside and send you a message or something like that.
But I think they're doing the one now where you have to have the radio on. That's what they're doing at the moment.
It's called the big turn on.
Okay. Right.
So then you call to your house, they knock, and if you answer the door and you've got the radio on, you win 250 euros in Top Flight vouchers. I don't know. 250 euros cash. Cash! Hard, cold cash.
Cold, hard cash. 96FM.
And but we used to be in stitches saying that, like, you know, they'd ring the bell and run. You get to the door and there's no one there.
Ken Barrett's knocking runs around the geyser.
He's hiding behind a bush around the corner. Yeah, Neil, we're here. Outside our house.
Neil, they can't see me at the moment. I'm hiding behind a tree.
D12 NYS 2B. We're outside that address.
She's currently looking for me. I'm peeking behind the clothesline.
She's got a nice jersey on, and I'm pretty sure she's wearing some sort of makeup.
What is this, ASMR? Is this ASMR with Ken in the morning?
Quiet in case she gets spooked.
Oh, okay.
Is that you, Ken?
Ken.
Cow. Ken's pretending to be a... Ken's a lovely fella as well, to be fair.
We like Ken.
He's been always doing the old...
How long is Ken on the radio?
He's had it 25 years, I'd say.
Jeez.
20 years anyway, at least. And he was always doing the...
Gotta say, that's
road shows and the traffic.
Yeah.
Ken was causing
Ken's
all the traffic.
Making that stuff up. Ken, we're on to you.
Avoid the Bloomfield interchange. And everyone's like, what the Bloomfield interchange?
What does he do now with the Dunkettle? Roundabout... is bypassed.
It's still busy.
Can you still throw that one out?
You can still throw it out. The northbound N8 side is going to be busy. Heading out towards Little Island, of course. And then traffic coming back into the city is all into a one lane.
All these, Red FM 96, all these radio stations. I'd be sitting in the middle of this, like, at a traffic light, and they'd be like, and there's a 2 mile backlog on a Ballinlock Road. And I'm there lit and going, there's no fucking traffic here. Ken's at home with his breakfast.
When we were doing Juice FM, myself and Damien, who's now on 96FM, and CO103 doing the news.
He does the news.
I've heard him. We used to be in stitches of, you know, we were like, two of us like, are not exactly the best of reading school.
No.
But he's done really, really well. I'm really proud of him.
He's talking to you the week, actually.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. But... we were talking about doing. We used to do the breakfast show together when we were doing the.
That's when you cheated on me, wasn't it?
Back when I cheated on you, I was finding a new Pat, but unfortunately his name was Damien and didn't work out. He wasn't called Pat, so I would have had to change all the signs. But we were doing the traffic report. You'd have to do it as part of the course. You had to do kind of news. You had to do sport. You had to do traffic, and we decided we were going to do where is it not busy. So we would literally pick a street, some random cul-de-sac, and be like, and if you're coming out of Tory Top Road, don't forget the estate there at the bottom. No one there, so drive around for your heart's content. Just like, just randomly place where it's not busy. And I think that's a great, it's a great concept.
It's easier to do where it's not
so
busy.
So Ken, if you're listening, just tell us where it's not busy on occasion. You know, it's not busy out by Wilton, so drive around there.
Tesco car park.
Great for donuts.
Very good. There is a loose car shopping cart floating around the place. That's the top. He's got the toughest job in radio.
They do. They have to
going around in the mornings and knocking people's doors.
Going like, out to the random openings of garages or Right Price Tiles. You know, we're here at Right Price Tiles, the abandoned roundabout, where they're having their 25% 60-year sale. So make sure you come down here because we're giving away some vouchers, and we've got the spinny wheel, and we're here with the road patrol. You know, like they've got to do those on the spot. Links back, and they're out there then playing it to small children.
And the problem is, we know all these people, so even if we're getting petrol, will you do a link for us? Will you be one of the guests? You know, like trying to get people to participate, it's like doing a corporate event. Trying to get somebody to join in, singular, it's very hard to find somebody that'll actually jump in of their own willing.
I used to get a lot of phone calls from the two different researchers from both radio stations. Yes. They're different researchers now, but they probably don't have me on the Rolodex. But like, if anything was bar related, 80s related, DJ related, film related, anything like that, they would give me a text message and say, are you available tomorrow morning? Yeah, we'll give you a buzz around 9:30. And I've been on a few times. Like, one time they rang me, it was about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What?
They rang me and they were like, we know you're an expert at Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. And I was like, I don't know how you know that, but I am. So the next day,
I guess.
They interviewed me about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and asked me questions about it. And did I have any crazy
facts? Why?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. Probably for Easter or for Christmas or something. They were talking about classic movies.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is a Christmas movie.
It's not a Christmas movie. It's an Easter movie. It's about chocolate. Just because, and someone the other day turned around and said, Harry Potter is a Christmas movie.
I know it's not, but
it's not a Christmas movie. It's just a movie you can watch at any time of the year. You can watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory at any time of the year, but it would make more sense to watch it
at Christmas.
Just because RT show Mrs. Brown's Boys.
That should be just lost history forever.
That's just made to BBC. But yeah, so I had all these random weird facts that I still know even to this day, and I always knew. The original one from 1974 or whatever it was.
You seem to not know the year, so call yourself a goddamn expert. I actually only thought there recently, I'm trying to find movies that my kids can watch again. Showed them, I said, the two Harry Potters, the first ones. Don't
they're
think I could...
young for those, are they? Not for, scary.
Not for the two Harry Potters.
The first ones.
Yeah, first two are good. I think after that it goes...
Yeah. You see, this dark. Is the, here is my theory behind that one.
Right.
When the Harry Potter films were coming out...
Where people are getting older. Is that what you're saying?
No, people got older as they came out. Yeah, so the characters got older and the people got older and the themes of their lives.
And the movie ratings got older.
To a certain extent, yes, because when the first one came out, it was probably PG. When the second one came out, or the third one came out, it was 12s. You know, like...
So
people grew up with it. They grew up with the characters. They grew up with the actors. And they saw their lives develop at the same rate... as those people. So even if you were 15, 16, 20, whatever it is,
unlike still Stranger Things.
But if you sit down now and watch them with your kids, the idea is that you'd nearly sit down and go, oh, if I watch one now, do I have to wait 2 years before I show them the next one?
Well, I showed them two, and then I was thinking, right, the next one now, Harry's about 6 years older. So I'm like, it's not going to work. And it's a bit darker. It gets a bit darker after the third one.
But will they remember then in 3 years' time? About the Harry Potter
It was so
stuff.
Funny because my kids saw Harry Potter Lego and they were like, that wasn't on the movies. I was like, there's other movies.
Spoiler alert!
And they were like, that's not in the movies. I was like, I know, there's in other movies. Can we watch them? I was like, no, you can't. It's too scary. Do you know what I showed him yesterday?
Go on.
Bad parent I am.
Bad boys.
But no. No, I showed him part. I didn't show all. I showed him part of the Thriller.
Video.
I showed him the dancing part.
All right, that's okay, but it's still scary enough. Like
just the dancing part.
He's changing and he gets the
but
yellow
I didn't,
eyes.
No, but it's not the yellow eyes, because he's just a zombie in the dark part, in the dancing part. But they were like, we like the dancing part. I goes, he changes into a werewolf, and I was like...
Then he's a zombie at the end of it.
But I told him,
was he a werewolf or a zombie? That's what I want to know.
Did he call him A and a bit of column B?
Column A, column B.
He said, I want to be both. He can.
Why not?
But yeah, I told him, I said, he turns, I said, it gets a bit scary. And he went, oh, we won't watch then. So I was like, that's grand, it's fine. But I said, I want you to see the dancing part. So
the dancing part's good.
Because I remember you had the Thriller jacket from before or something like that.
I did. I've got a lot of jackets. The Harry Potter thing.
Yes, go on, sorry.
So you were saying you brought up Stranger Things.
Yes.
I remember someone saying to me that they had bought season one on Blu-ray of Stranger Things.
Okay.
To watch it. And when you put in disc one and you start it up, there was an unskippable ad for season two on Blu-ray that gives all away the plot of season one.
Not at the end.
When you plug it in straight away, you put it in, the entire first episode has an unskippable trailer to try and sell you season two.
What?
That has all of the spoilers from season one in it.
Well, there you go. I know what happens at the end now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm currently, said I watched Sopranos, currently on season four.
Oh, you know what's happening now these days? It's like, oh, the top rated TV show is Suits or Sopranos or something, because people are fed up of watching shows that get cancelled after 5 minutes.
Well, Suits should have been cancelled after three seasons, to be honest about it.
God damn it.
You're goddamn right, Mike.
God damn right, Mike. Just go out there. Someone wants to put their name on this new... Every week there was a new name put on.
I want my name on the wall.
And then they're like, yeah, get your name off the wall. We found a loophole.
Never heard put her down to marry an actual prince.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that nuts?
It's nuts. Pretty nuts.
It's pretty. But like, it hasn't been exactly all fairy tales since...
Oh, God, no. That spiral out of control.
It was up until that point, you're like, they're going to make movies about this. This will be like the your one from Monaco or whatever it was, like, you know, it's like
the royal family. What's the name of the TV show, the Netflix one,
The Crown,
made like that.
Yeah, it's kind of full of controversy as well, but nonetheless, like, you know, but like, and
how long before we catch up on that?
I think we're up to date now.
Is it?
I haven't
watched an episode of it.
It's be awkward to make when they're like catches up to yesterday.
It'd be, you know, they'd be like
following them around,
going shopping. They went shopping yesterday. Oh, how could you go and you forgot the cucumber.
Season 7 of The Crown.
You forgot the mayo.
But, yeah. You see, the problem is that when you looked at them back then, it's romantic. Now you look at them and you see there's a difference between royals now and royals then.
Like, but go on, what were you saying about any of these TV shows? I'm back watching all The Sopranos. I'm watching. Because do you know what I'm waiting for? Yellowstone. It's been 2 years. Me waiting for a new TV show, because you're waiting on TV shows.
Stranger Things kids are all their own kids now. They're not kids anymore. And we're waiting on season 6 and they're still supposed to be in high school. Get out of it.
They're all smoking and they've all like big beer bellies on them.
And
like,
scars and stuff from stuff that they've done on the side.
The Demogorgons are coming to get us. What? The Demogorgons.
I don't remember you having that deep voice.
And a beard.
I know. Will Beard instead of Will Bear.
See, it doesn't, yeah.
And I've only ever seen the first season.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first season was good.
Yeah, and then I watched the first two episodes the next season. I was like, this is not great.
Yeah. They used to bang them out. Like, we used to be able to wait 1 week. I said,
24 episodes back to back in an entire season. You waited the summer, bang, October rolls around again, 20 more, 6 episodes on it, back to back.
Weekly.
No, oh, we're taking a break for Christmas. You're doing what? But don't worry, we got a Christmas special on. Ah, that's all right. Yeah, you're all right. As long as... But like, 24, solid 24 episodes for 8 years. Boom. That's what you wanted. ER, 15 years of ER, 24 episodes a season.
Grey's Anatomy, 746 episodes.
That's the
whole year.
They're on to season 22.
Are they still going?
Yeah, and it's been greenlit for another season as well. They're bringing new people in.
Because the original cast is probably dead.
Castle, 7 seasons. Lost, 6 seasons.
Well, Lost and finished.
But like, yeah, but, awful show. But like, I'm just saying to you though, Lost and all these things, there was enough of them.
They cancel everything after a year.
Yeah, they cancel everything though. Like,
literally, Yellowstone, anybody who hasn't watched it, good show. It's a show myself and my missus can watch.
But you're up to date now.
Oh, up to date 2 years ago, Cullum. And then they went, next season coming. They said, oh, it should be out in October. That was October 2 years ago.
Yeah, but then the writer's strike came along.
Then Kevin Costner left. He quit.
Because he wanted to make his own epic war.
And they went, but you can't do that. And he's like, I've been waiting for a year and a half. Can we not? He goes, I've had this, like, this is what I wanted to do. I waited a year and a half. And then he said, oh, he's coming back now again. And then they went, oh, no, we're writing him out again. So when it comes back, I have no idea what's happening. They'll have
he just needs to make another Bodyguard movie before he gets way too old.
I haven't seen the original one yet.
Stop.
Maybe that's something I should watch.
I'm nearly falling off the seat here.
Did you say
back
before Kevin Costner dies? Is it?
Stop.
There'll be nobody left.
There'll be no one left.
We'll have to do that. Taylor Swift to be in it, guaranteed.
I nearly said something. I'm glad I didn't.
Bodyguard. My chest infection's coming out there.
Yeah. So we'll move on swiftly before I say something.
Swiftly. Ha? See what I did there?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Anything else coming up? Other things in the news was Tesla releasing taxis and robots.
We robot.
We are in the future.
They rented
gentlemen.
Out the Universal lot.
Yeah.
And then they
because they've got roads because legally you can't drive on a California road.
Roads where we're going. We don't need roads.
Well, they do. Cause
they do, yeah.
Yeah, they don't float. They don't fly.
They've got wheels. Yeah. We've kind of abandoned the whole having flying cars in the future business.
Nah, just like...
It was too much of a...
I did expect... I, honest to God, during the 90s, I was like, I thought we'd have flying cars.
2024, I'll be getting a taxi and it'll be taken off into the sky. It'll be taken off into the sky and then I'll land down on the other side. There'll be sky highways. I had it in my head to be skyways.
No, nothing.
Nothing. You know what? We've abandoned it now, and now we're going with Tesla robots.
They're not even real robots.
They were all controlled by people.
You'd be like, "Hi, what is your name?" "Hi, I'm Derek." And you're like, "A second, Derek, are you an actual robot?" "Yeah,
I will be.
I will be." How have you been controlled? The robots, literally.
It was probably just 1,000 fellas in an Indian.
This is Amazon
place.
All over like, again, is it?
It is, yeah.
But the cars were driving, but I think Marcus Brownlee of...
It could be 1,000 fellas in India driving the cars. We don't know.
We don't know. But they have self-driving cars. That's the thing. They have.
We had self-checkout supermarkets and it was 1,000 fellas in India.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we are self-checkout. We do self-checkout.
No, remember the
I know. The Amazon walk out. Yeah. Man's looking.
So are we 100% sure that it's not?
Well, self-driving Tesla cars are, I think. So right, okay. Yes. And they're rolling that out. Did you know that people have to tick a box and pay an extra $5,000 to turn on the self-driving? And when they bought the car, it's only... If you bought a car in the last year, you had to pay an extra $5,000 for self-driving, but you didn't come with it. They're only turning it on now in the next couple of months.
What?
Yes.
But is that going to be happening here?
I think so.
The roads are here, the way the people drive, the way random tractors can just automatically appear in front of you for no reason.
My five-year-old kids are now getting road rage. I was driving them to gymnastics. And I was like stuck behind a car going 5 miles an hour, stopping, physically, like stopping, not slowing and moving around the puddles, stopping by the puddle. And my child goes, "Should we beep him?"
Like, I'm pretty sure they're getting this off you, by the way.
Could be. Hey, listen, they drive with their
mother. They
don't pick it off the ground now.
They don't lick it off a stone. That one. We're going on licking stones. They don't lick it off a stone. What? You're Neil. Those kids were giving me the finger.
Yeah, they were like, he's going really slow. And then we got stuck behind a horse box. Oh, a
stop.
Learner driver with a
horse box.
They're
not allowed to pull it. A learner drivers can't pull a horse box.
But I'm guessing they're a learner driver and they just got their license or something, but they had an L plate in the back
N
of it anyway.
Plate, as some people refer to it as the numpty plate.
Numpty plate. Yeah. Listen, we have to. Did you pass your driving test first time?
First time, baby.
I did two. I did two as well.
Got it at 17. I had my full driver's license at the tender age of... I think I just turned 18.
I think I was... I might have been 18.
Owen was 17, I'd say, when he got it. Owen did it the next day after me. Yeah, we were a day apart, yeah.
I had a van. I think I told you this before. And I drove around and the man was like, he goes, "Do you have cable in the back of that van?" And I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "If we have to brake hard, all the cable could come flying." And I was like, "Well, I'll take it out." So I put about $3,000 or $4,000 worth of cable out in the middle of a parking space in the driving center. He goes, "You can't. I'm just going to leave that there." And I was like, "Yeah." I said, "If I don't get my driving license,
it's useless
to me." So I got in to drive around and hottest.
Showing him pictures of your.
Hottest day of the year. All right. Hottest day of the year. Middle of summer. And I'm sweating before I even get into the car. And I'm like, "Oh my God. So I was like driving and I was like, So I put the window down a small bit on my side, just about an inch, just to get a bit of a breeze going. And he was like, I'm receiving a breeze at the other side of this car. Can you please put your window in an upright position? If you want, you can put the air conditioning to the setting of 2. I was like,
that's stop.
100% on my life.
And
I did that. And
drugs was he in?
So did my test, pulled back in. He goes, oh, you can put the cable back into the van again there. No, he goes, just letting you know you passed. And I was like, oh, yeah, no problems. Thanks, buddy. It's like, went down, he goes, and he's like, well, there's one thing there now. You are slightly over the 30 miles per hour zone there now. And then I was like, yeah. I passed on. He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, thanks. See you later. Suck. No.
Suck my tailpipe. You're doing donuts out of the parking lot.
fired a coil of cable through his office window.
There you go, buddy.
But I haven't signed it yet. Oh, sorry about that. Just put a signature there. But now they have to
put my middle finger in the upright position.
But do they have to do, how many tests do they have to do, or lessons do they do?
10, is it?
They've
8?
Upped it.
Is it 10?
They've upped it recently. I don't know to what.
It's a scam.
I'm sorry,
Here, Neil, it's a scam. They have to pay for all the lessons.
Would you be better off training as a learner driver, getting one of your parents to do that, and then just get the lessons to sign off on them?
It's a great idea.
Allegedly.
So the two of us are going off becoming learner drivers.
We'll sign them off.
Learner drivers? What do they call it? Driving instructors.
learner drivers. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, but we'd be a learner driver. We'd be a learner driving instructor.
Yes, that's the words you were looking for.
That's
in
the
your
words
head.
I was looking for.
I'll tell you what, I'll sign off after 5. I'll give you 5. Just pay me for the 10. I'll just sign you off in 5 and you can just go do the... There's people definitely doing that stuff. Allegedly. Has to be. But if somebody...
You don't know that. Someone's going to listen to this now and then it'll become an actual thing where people go around places. You know, there's a lot of learner fellas going around the place and they're all getting... You know, if you pay them 20...
But if you... Let's say... You get... Like, I learned how to drive on a car in a field out in the country. There's kids 10 years of age who probably can drive better than some people out there. Yeah, you know what I mean? They're in a car, they're in... And when they go and they have do their driving, their test or the first lesson they get, they're probably perfect drivers. Probably a few bits and pieces they need to be told. But then they have to do another 9-10 lessons after this and you're the guy going, your man's going, listen, I'll sign you off now. Just pay me for 8. I'll sign you off in the whole lot now. There's bound to be going on.
Ooh, we got you, this notorious guy. And then a prime time sting operation. You know, join us Monday at 9:30 as we uncover the...
Driving instructors
have been giving off free lessons or cheap lessons for writing.
Signing off at 5.
They did the same at the NCT Centre where they were like, oh, if you leave money inside in the dash, leave money inside, they'll pass the car. Do you remember that?
That doesn't work.
But that was the whole thing that they were like, prime time investigates leaving money in your car.
But aren't the NCT centres owned by another major company?
Are they owned by a New Zealand company? I thought it was New Zealand company or something like that. But I think the NCT is a necessity. I've seen some of the cars out there on the road. But then when you see some of the cars on the road, you're thinking to yourself, how did that not have an NCT at all in the last year?
I got my van, I had to get a DOE in it within a year, even though it was a brand new van.
Fair enough. I don't disagree with them.
It cost me 300.
I also think you should, and I said it before, I think you should have to sit your driving license every time you get the new one.
Every 10 years?
Every 10 years.
But they can't even keep up with what they have at the moment.
Well, you just have to get another 10 lessons. You paying off.
Paying off a lot of money. Just sign me off again there, Tommy.
You're shoving 50 euros across the seat at your man. Here
and he's like, and he goes, no, that's how you do the NCT.
Allegedly.
He goes, I'm 200. I'm way more expensive than that.
Way more expensive.
We won't need any of that, Colin, because we'll have self-driving
flying
cars.
Flying cars. Oh, no, we got flying cars. Right, we're nearly towards the end of it. I want to acknowledge one thing before we do go. And I think it's a very, very sad thing that happened last night. I actually do think it's quite a sad thing. Your man, Liam Payne.
Liam Payne, if you're listening to the future, just today or yesterday, Liam Payne from One Direction fell from a hotel.
Yeah, very sad. Regardless of what or why or how or, you know, the reasons, it is extremely sad.
21-year-old.
Yeah, with a kid and a family and brothers and sisters and fans. I actually, you know, it's a very traumatic experience, thing to happen to all these people who followed him, because they would have been kids when they were listening to him, and now they're in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know, they would have been in their teens, and they would have had posters of him in the bedroom. It's like, it's Kurt Cobain, or it's like Michael Jackson, or one of the...
It was shocking for you when Michael Jackson died. It was more shocking for me when George Michael died.
Yeah, no, I was the same as well. George Michael was a goddamn saint. But it is sad, and I actually have to say, I understand what people are going through. You know that we're going to start getting team names in. Oh, the team names, I can only start imagining them.
We have a quiz tonight, and anytime there's any kind of thing with the news, whether good or whether bad.
There's a lot of P. Diddy names at the moment.
Yes, people will come up with team names. So we're expecting all this kind of stuff.
I don't know what we do, but nonetheless, we'll deal with it as it comes.
Oh, sure, I'll never forget...
Not One Direction.
Thanks. I was an altar server, and
it's a different type of trauma.
Pope, allegedly, Pope John Paul II died on Easter Sunday.
Did he die on Easter Sunday?
He did.
Was he waiting out?
And I remember going in because we were.
They're like, hold out a day, JP, hold out.
He's like, you can do it.
Just wait till tomorrow. Okay. I'll die tomorrow, so.
And Easter Sunday. But I remember going into Mass literally 6 hours later, and they were like, what's brown and half eaten? The Pope's Easter egg. I was like, oh
my God.
I don't know if I'm trying to think now what year
that
was
it? Too
but
soon.
I remember at Mass, I heard it, and I was like, what's brown and half eaten? The Pope's Easter egg.
That is very fast. To be fair, that's fast. It's not,
and this was.
But you see, he was an old man.
But saying
he was an old man who had a very long life.
He did, but poor like.
But like Liam Payne, 31 years old.
31 is way too young for any of these people to be. Now we got to look up. When did Pope John Paul II die?
I'm gonna have a guess. I'm going to say the year was 2004.
No, I wasn't altar serving anyway, that's for sure, because I was way too old for that. But I remember being asked, but I think I got a text message back. Do you remember we used to get all your text messages? You used to get all the jokes as opposed to getting sent memes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was 2005.
I wasn't that far off with 2004.
No, that was a good call. That was a good show. Guess. You should do quizzes.
Then we got the German lad, Benedict.
The German lad. That German fella. And then we had the Argentinian fella.
The bouncer from Buenos Aires.
One of the best things from AI was the big puffy jacket, if you remember that.
Yes, and everyone was like, yeah.
Was this real big white puffy jacket? Look
now
up.
Now we can't trust anything.
I can't trust any video. Can't trust any photograph. Can't trust any voices. It's probably not even my own voice that I'm using. I don't even know.
Eventually, AI will be able to tell if something is AI. That's the whole point.
Can I tell you something? I had literally about a 20-minute chat with ChatGPT-4 the other night.
I did the same. The flow.
And you know what I was doing? I was working about entertainment and all that kind of stuff and working business ideas back and forth with this bit of AI, which is so strange because there's a lot you can Google and you can do all this, but it's very strange to literally talk. Like, it's very hard to explain what you want a lot of the time or a bit of information, but they can throw stuff back at you and everything is noted.
Yeah,
and then
it asks questions.
Yes.
It poses statements. It asks you questions.
Yeah. It's so
But
strange.
Also, it's way too positive. I've found it like, you know, yeah, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. It never goes, listen, that's going to bankrupt you now. You're going to lose your wife, your family, your house.
With some reality truths. You know, like a slap of reality. Have you lost your mind, Pat? That is a terrible idea. If I did that fine. If you did that, you're a real person.
So I want to open up a whole donut and vape shop together. Please. Do you think? And I want to open it up in North Main Street. Nothing seems to shut down there. They really need to sort out North Main Street,
they
by
do,
the way.
They do.
They got to use a new Centra down there. Have you gone down that way?
It's a very good-looking Centra.
Well done, Centra, North Main Street.
Yeah, there was a fella passed out on the ground outside there last night. I was driving by it. They should deal with it every night.
Oh, God.
There's always something. It has to be sorted.
The whole...
I feel sorry for anyone who has to go through all this kind of stuff as well. Like, you know...
Cork has to be sorted in general.
People who are afflicted with the terrible drugs, the people who have to deal with them afterwards, the people who find them in those situations, you know, like everyone, no one's winning in these situations. Like, there's no winners.
No. Look at Colin bringing down the whole tone here now. I was going to try and leave it a happy
note. One Direction deaths, heroin overdoses.
Well done, Colin. And join us for next week, where we'll be calling around your house to see if you've got the podcast on. We'll be knocking at your door.
Two of us hiding in the bushes.
Are you listening to our podcast?
It just turns out that there's us and, what's his name?
Ken.
Ken, three of us out there. We end up at the same address for some strange reason.
Oh, Jesus, Ken. Are you in this one?
Yeah.
Crap.
Look, you knock first. We'll run.
I just came here to look at Mary in her pajamas. I'm not here to look at check out the radio at all. That's me.
Built.
Listen, thanks very much, guys. We have one more podcast before we finish up before the break, and we'll probably do a Christmas special, and then we'll be back next year. Colin won't. Colin's giving.
Pat will do it on his own.
I'll bring in somebody
Pat
else.
Pat Christmas special.
I'll bring in somebody else who isn't so negative.
Damien
Shreenan's joining me there next week. Just replace you from
it's
another.
It's just us singing Christmas songs. That'd be kind of cool.
Do you know what? I had an idea, and I think something we should do is do a whole podcast from the hop on hop off tour bus around Cork City.
I told you I wanted to do one in New York and you said no.
Oh, that's what we did. But that's when we had these cheap flights. Is that thing still operating?
Don't know.
See, probably not. You're like, get flights to New York for 25 euro.
It wasn't 25 was euros. It was 95 euros.
Still stupid. Still not going.
And we couldn't find one.
Not one. They're all about 700 euros.
Do you know how much the hop on half
Do you know what the hip, hippy, happy bus is?
I don't know. I was asking you.
Oh, I thought it was just a rhetorical question of some sort. Where you going?
That's a good question. It's 27 euros per person. I don't know.
But we could do it. Bring some mics on, record it, and then we can see. But we'll need all the noise and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? The noise of the city.
Be
the
like seagulls, a documentary.
The seagulls picking up the hillbillies on the streets at 7 a.m.
Two of us taking a bus trip down to Kinsale, hanging out by the dock bar and the beaches.
Kids laughing in the background. We're like in the middle of November.
Here we are in a little small inlet of a beach. It's lovely.
Here it is.
What are we going to do? Talk about crap on the beach?
I don't know, but we'll go on the bus tour and we can do the tour and see the attractions of Cork.
All right.
And it's hop on, hop off. So we can hop off the bus at any stage and just do a random interview with people.
Talking about editing. We were saying we were doing a short one here and we're up to 45 minutes now.
Well, 2 minutes of that's going to have to be cut out after something I said. But you won't ever find out.
Ever.
I won't be sued by you. Righty-o.
Or by the Vatican.
Allegedly. We will see you all next week for our finale, season finale. We will see you all then.
Sorry about that.
I love you. Bye.
Skibbity bop.
Name the shop.
Name that shop.
This shop.
It.
Name it.
Restaurant in town.
Scoozies.
No. It has paper menus on the table.
Paper menus on the table. Bunsen. Oh, they don't have business cards. God damn it. I retract my answer.
It also shows sport.
The Woolshed.
It's the Woolshed. Goodbye.
Bye.